Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. I wanted to come on and really talk to you about three reasons why no one is buying. I know that a lot of you are, you're putting out offers every single day, and no one is buying, right? You're all over social media and that kind of thing. No one is buying. So there may be a few reasons why that is happening, and I want to talk to you about it. And I'm just talking about three reasons. It might be more than these three reasons, but I want to talk to you about these three specific reasons why no one may be buying. But I want you to also understand that the art of selling is about understanding the psychology of selling, right? People buy not necessarily based on the price, but people buy based on how you make them feel. The psychology of selling means that you can tap into the emotions of your audience. It means that you need to be very, very in tune with what your audience is feeling, what they are thinking, what they are experiencing from day to day, so that you can speak to them directly. You can put out messages that really resonate with them, that messages that inspire, motivate, and educate them, and even entertain them, but messages that also prove to them that you can solve the challenges that they are having, right? And if it's not meeting those requirements, then you're actually not going to sell anything. You have to understand what selling is. And I know a lot of people tend to say, well, you know, they don't like selling as a part of business, that they don't like asking for the sale, they feel sleazy. Listen, if you want a successful business, if you want to make thousands of dollars a week, a month, a day, then you have to get the hang of selling. You have to understand what selling is and change your perspective about what selling is, so that selling to your audience becomes like second nature to you. It becomes something that you get really, really excited to do every single day. It gets something that you do automatically multiple times a day in different ways. It does not mean just putting up a flyer and saying buy from me, but speaking the language of your audience, making that emotional connection with your audience, and understanding as well in business terms how your marketing fits into your strategies, because your marketing is that thing that, you know, helps you build that know, like, and trust, helps you build a relationship with your audience so that it is easy for you to sell, right? Starting a business does not mean just starting a Facebook page or Instagram feed, or even just starting a website and hoping that people will find you. That is the bare minimum. And if that is all you're doing, then you're not going to grow a successful business, right? And I am here to help you and walk you through the process that you need to understand and even implement so that you can receive consistent daily sales in your business. Selling is not hard. Selling is not complicated. It's all about how you look at selling. It's all about how you feel. And it's also about how you are connecting with your ideal clients. You have to be able to identify who those ideal clients are in the first place, who exactly they are, where are they, you know, what challenges are they experiencing, because they may be experiencing more than one challenge at a time. But you have to get very, very clear and be very specific about what that challenge is. Gone are the days where you can be very generic. Gone are the days where you're just putting out information and hoping somebody buys it and hoping somebody sees it. Gone are the days of generic marketing and generic sales processes. Now, because of the advent of technology, and people have so much more information and so much more options available to them to solve the problems that they're having, now the onus is on you to be as specific as possible. Specific in understanding who your ideal clients are, and specific in the solutions that you are providing for your ideal clients, as well as specific in the information and the conversations that you are going to have with these ideal clients who you want to buy from you. Guys, you have to do the work. You have to do the work to get the sales. It's not just about manifesting the sales, right? And visualizing the sales and journaling the sales. That's part of the process, but that alone is not going to get you the type of sales that you want. It also doesn't mean that you have to be tied to your phone or computer 24 hours a day or even work 7 days a week. It doesn't mean that that's the type of lifestyle that you need to have in order to get the sales. But you do need to put in the work at the beginning, put your back end in place, make sure your sales funnel is running and functioning, making it easy for people to buy from you when they do decide to buy from you. Yes, so all that to say, three reasons no one may be buying. As I said, there may be more reasons than this, but these three reasons are three things that I want to really want you to understand. The first thing is that your message or your value is not clear. A lot of times people may come on your pages or even on your website and they're not exactly clear how you solve their challenge, right? Because your messaging is all over the place. So on your Facebook page, and I'm using Facebook because this is where we're talking right now as the example, but they come on your Facebook page, they're seeing pictures and videos of cats, they're seeing dancing challenges, they're seeing motivational Mondays, they're seeing a whole mix of other things, which quite frankly should be on your personal page and not on your business page. And you know, so they're not exactly clear about how you can solve any challenge. In fact, they're not even clear about how you are a business in the first place, right? And then you are, so your messaging is not clear. Anybody visiting your page is not clear about how you can solve the problem. And then the words that you're using, right, in even describing your solutions, you're not sharing the value. You're not sharing the value with your audience. You focus on the features and not the benefits. The benefits is how your audience will feel when they have bought this thing from you. And that is the thing that you need to communicate. That is the value that you want to share with them. That is the value that you want to communicate with them through your captions, through your videos, through your posts, through your memes. But you want to explain the value of the thing, of your offering, right? How is it going to change their lives? How is it going to make their lives better? Is it going to help them save money? Is it going to help them manage their times better? Is it going to help them spend more time with their family? Is it going to help them launch their business? Is it going to help them increase their visibility? Is it going to help them take better pictures for their business, or with pictures of their family? Is it going to help them feel healthier? Is it going to help them look slimmer? Is it going to help them get taller? What is the value? How are they going to feel? That is what you need to share. And because that is not clear to anybody who is visiting your website or your page, and all you're talking about, I have a degree and I have a this and I have a that and I have a this, you're talking about yourself and you're not talking about your clients. You're not making the connection between your knowledge, because your knowledge is important, yeah? But you're not making the connection between your knowledge and how it can help your client. So it's not about not talking about yourself and not sharing your stories, because your stories are powerful. But you want to make the connection between your story and the solution that you are providing to your audience. How is that being of value to them? What is the value to your audience? So that's the first thing. The second thing is that they don't trust you. Your audience doesn't trust you. For people to decide that they are going to buy from you, they need to trust you. And a lot of times they don't trust you because you are not consistent, right? Every Monday morning, you're disappearing from them. You're ghosting them. We spoke about this in one of my trainings today, right? You're ghosting your audience. You're not showing up consistently. You only post once a month. You send one email a month. You're not consistently and genuinely trying to build a relationship with them, right? Because people buy from you, and especially if you want them to buy your big ticket items, they have to know, like, and trust you. And a way for you to do that is for you to be consistent with consistent good value. So everything that I'm saying together is tied together, right? It's not a standalone stuff. You have to be consistent, meaning showing up regularly enough, not 24 hours on your social media, not 24 hours in your DMs or your WhatsApp, but regularly enough and frequently enough so that your audience, your ideal clients, can build some kind of rapport with you, right? So they know that you're coming on, they know that you're going to share a video, they know that they're going to get this email from you, they know they're going to get this dynamic blog, they know that they're going to get a tip or a tool from you that they can implement, they know that you're going to recommend the very best phone, they know that you're going to recommend the very best food, they know that you're going to give them a solution to cook the very best barbecue chicken, they know that you are going to give them the very best solution for how to manage their time or to adjust their mindset. They know this because they trust you, because you have been consistently showing up with value. So if your audience does not trust you, if your ideal clients do not trust you, it's more than likely because you are not consistent and you're not providing value. Your value is not clear. Yeah, and the third thing is that your solution does not solve a challenge that they are actually having, right? So you may feel like, oh my God, this thing that I'm putting out here is like the best thing since sliced bread. But the truth is, that is not what your audience actually wants, right? Or not just they may not want it, the way that you are presenting it is not how they would like it to be presented. That is not the way they want to buy it. So again, this is about you being very, very in tune with your audience, because you initially think that nobody is buying because of price, but it may not be because of the price. It may be because of how you are presenting the solution. The way that you present the solution may not be how they want to work, how they want to how they want their solution to be solved. So my example is, like, some of my clients, they prefer one-on-one coaching and some of them prefer group coaching. Some people do not work well in a group environment, so they have the option of either working with me in a group or working with me one-on-one. But you have to understand your ideal clients. You have to understand what they need and what they want, and then attach the value to each one. Because if you're going to work with me one-on-one, obviously it's more valuable, which means the price is going to be higher, as opposed to if you're working with me in a group and it's 20 other people in the group, then the price is going to be a little less, right? But if you're not presenting the solutions in the way that your ideal clients would appreciate it or want it, that is another reason why they may not be buying. And that's why I always say to you guys, you want to make sure you have multiple ways for your audience to work with you or to buy from you instead of just one, because they may want different things. They may want a done for you service, or they may want a done with you service. And if you can give them both in different ways, obviously at different value points, then you will be able to work with more people and actually get more money that way, right? So those are the three reasons, guys, that no one may be buying from you right now. And I want you to really pay attention and see if any one of these things resonate with you, because there is absolutely no reason why you should not be making daily sales, weekly sales, and monthly sales in your business, right? You have all the tools and resources in front of you to do exactly what you want, and there is nothing that is stopping you from doing it. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.